Hey y'all, what's good? Welcome to Wake Up With Love. I am so glad you chose to start your morning with us today. This is a sacred space cultivated with spirit, heart, and purpose designed to support you in becoming the greatest expression of the massive blessing you came into this world to be. So let's get into it. Blessings, everyone. Once again, thank you so much for being here this beautiful, vibrant morning. I'm so excited to have this moment with you, to spend this time with you. When we come together, miracles are possible. The energy of paying attention to what we pay attention to grows. So in the essence of honoring that attention, let's say a blessing to start us off. As always, I would like to envision that you are in community with me, in a room with me, as we are sharing a space together. And therefore, to have a full experience as if we were having a conversation face to face. And so I'm going to say a quick blessing. And when I'm done, I would love for you to speak out loud all of the names in which you call Creator, God, the Divine, the Beautiful, the Craftman, Craftwoman, of this beautiful, beautiful nature and creation that is holding us and supporting us. So in all those beautiful names and in all the beautiful ways you're celebrated, I just want to take this moment to ask for a space to be held, to create a container of love and light, of peace and clarity, of understanding and insight, of compassion and a willingness to look at the things that may feel scary, that may feel heavy. And we have the courage to continue to enlarge our hearts and our ability to hold more and more within our care, to remember the purpose in which we came here, the reason in which we're breathing. May this be a space, a container, in which we can do this beautiful work in a way that vibrates on our soul, reminding us that we're ready for these times, for this moment. We have everything we need, and together, we shall accomplish that which our hearts knows is possible. So in this moment, I say, in all the beautiful names you're celebrated and in all the ways you're celebrated, I ask you this. So mote it be. So today we have the question of I am. Such a powerful phrase. And a few days ago, I was sitting down, community member, and they asked me to please, that they were going to, from this point forward, refer to themselves as we instead of I. And I thought this was such a interesting idea. And so I wanted to lean in and started asking. And her answer to me was that she was recognizing the complexity of her being, how many aspects to herself she was. And I remember last week remembering that there is a billion things happening in my body right now, in my body temple, that are making me function, that are making me alive and breathing and to be able to be with you and share myself with you. And so in that, I feel so blessed. And I remember going to church one day, and there was this African elder that was sharing for that Sunday, and he said to me something that freed me, and he was like, stop trying to make people understand you. You don't even understand you. You are an evolving being. You're not who you were yesterday, nor will you be tomorrow who you are today. If you're living in the front end of your life, so free up everyone around you from trying to have to understand you and give yourself and everyone the freedom to be boundless, to have the ability to shift and to create a more dynamic version of themselves moment by moment. And in this, you actually cultivate the space that encourages everyone around you, including yourself, to continue to grow. My message for you today is, if you are not making mistakes in your life, if you're not messing things up, if you are crushing it, like every day, you're not playing large enough. Your game is not, you're ready for the next level of game. You're ready to be called up to the next level of you. The messing up is letting you know that you are on the edge, that you are playing on the edge. And it's exciting as hell the moment you realize that that's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be messy. It's supposed to be messy. And then one day it's not messy anymore. One day it starts looking pretty. It starts looking organized. It starts looking like I can do this. And the moment you do that, you enjoy that for a moment because that's the fruits of your labor. But and then it's time to get called up again. What's the next level? What am I meant to do now? Now that I have this skill to add to my arsenal of love, light, and possibility, what is next? So when we look at the what is, right, the I am, the shift, the question I have, and this is not an answer, right? I'm not giving you an answer. I'm giving you, I'm inviting you into a question, an inquiry with me. And that inquiry is, what if it was backwards? What if the we is actually the truth of the individual self that we walk around recognizing the different aspects of self, the ever-evolution, the ever-evolving self, the billion of things that are going on in our body, the united land that is us, and how amazing and awe-inspiring that creation is? And what if the I am is actually everything? What if when we speak the words I am, we have to take a breath and recognize that that means the tree is me, the water is me, the person around me is me, the building is me, the universe is me, and I am it, and that is the I am. And then you allow yourself to be limitless, boundless in that phrase. I am state, we begin to make actions that benefit all, natural, because it is I am. And as I said last time, when we think of the we, which is now the singular, so the we is the singular me, but the complexity while honoring the complexity of me, the boundness of me, and then the I am is the collective, universal me, then when I tap into that, then it opens up a whole new way of being, because it all is one. It's all connected. When you take a jog, when you do something athletic for your body starts to crave something differently than when it's sitting down watching Netflix. There's a whole world. When you begin to come from love, there's a whole different world that you enact in your space. When you begin to come from thoughtfulness and compassion, it's a whole world that creates. And it naturally leads you down a certain way that has things that resonate with that frequency just automatically become present. And so when we say I am, and we say I am from a collective space, things shift. And so I want to invite you to play with me for this week, to flip it for 1 week and create a shift in your mind. First, your mind's going to try to be like, that's not what I was told. I was told that I am me and they are they. And I want to ask you for 1 week to shift that and play with, what if that was the mistake? What if that was the misunderstanding that's leading to all this breakdown, is that I was told that I am separate and not that I am that too. I am all of it. And that me, the we, has room to honor you, the we, into being an endless being of evolution. And sometimes it's messy, and sometimes it's pretty, and sometimes it's powerful, and sometimes it's overwhelmed, and sometimes it's in full health, and sometimes it feels an illness, like all of the aspects of you. I celebrate it all. The total we. Your we is safe with me. And I will never bound any idea of you or my need of what I think you should be or could be, but just be a witness to the evolving we that is thee. And in that, I want to speak to today. I want to speak to any marker that humanity is using to think other. I speak to my sister sometimes about my sacred brothers, and I hear that there's a tiredness of the way men that are moving through the world with a mental illness, that they're other, that they need to be strong, that they can't cry, that they can't show weakness, that they have to have the answers, that they have to have power over something to be worthy, that they have to make a certain amount of financial contribution to be worthy of being here. A man that's stuck in that paradigm and all of the convolution and the pressure that charges in me within him, and then has him show up twisted into the world and has his words be like swords that cut even the ones he loves the most. And I'm hearing a tiredness in the woman, and they started to look like men are a problem. And then I remember to speak to them about the men in their lives, and all of them say overwhelmingly that most of the men in their lives are beautiful. And so that it reminds me, it's not men, it's the men we don't know issue with right now. And then I talk about people of different skin tones, and it's the same thing. It's an overwhelming thing that the people that they know of that skin tone are overwhelmingly beautiful. And so it's the people of that skin tone that have a question mark that we don't know that it does. It's the same thing as my wife always likes to say, the most healing thing is when a person has an intimate experience with an other, and then it breaks down barriers because they realize they can't stick everybody into a category, because now there's an outlier. There's this person in their life that is that other, and they're not what they thought they were. And so we have to have room. I want to let you know that the first separation happened within us. The first divide, the first was within us and ourselves. We came into this world as beautiful, radiant, blessing beings. Michael Beckwith the other day was saying, you've never seen a racist, prejudiced, homophobic baby. No one's ever witnessed that. Babies are pure potential, pure love, purely, totally out of control. I saw a baby in her mom's arms just 2 days ago. She's throwing the baby up in the air and pretending like the baby's going to fall. And the baby's having the best time in the world because it's never fallen before. So it's laughing, and every time it falls, it gets closer to slamming the ground, but the hands are always cradling it, and it's just laughing and having the most beautiful time in the complete chaos that is this experience. It has no relationship to it, but it is totally dependent upon those that love it to survive. And we all began the journey that way. And we're still in that, totally out of control. Even in this moment, totally held by all the beautiful things that are taking place to bring us to have this moment to be able to pay attention to my words and to the opening of the channel that I'm doing, to just ask love and the life and spirit to allow me to be a channel of blessing for this time, and to honor the fact that you've been willing to give some of your time to listen. And so the first breakdown was within us when they told us we were something other than we were. They told us the divine in us wasn't as magical as we knew it was, that the knowing that we had wasn't as strong as the cultural norms, that the truth that our soul had wasn't as strong as the truth that our culture had. And so we divided. After we pushed back long enough, we realized that if we were going to survive, we had to play the game in some form. And the moment we divided from ourselves, we were able to start seeing other people as other as well. The division had room to grow. And so the courageous heart is bringing us home to ourselves, to the united we that we are. And to do it as a community, to create a courageous space where we can be in all of the experience of what that coming home is. And when we do, compassion is natural. Because when we recognize how ugly we have been at times, our actions have been, the mistakes we've made, the times that we've lashed out at the people we love most, that we blamed and turned the people we love the most and love us the most and turn them into the enemy or the problem, when our patience is thin or our buffer is not there, and all of these things that are part of a human on the edge of their evolution, or a human lost within the inertia of the misunderstanding that we are anything less than a beautiful blessing, even when we're making a hot mess of it. You hear so many times of, as I listen to people of greatness, how people in their lives told them the most ugly things as children, and how hearing that gave them the energy to say, oh yeah, I'll show you. Or the fact that someone blessed me with the understanding that there's something called post-traumatic growth. Post-traumatic growth, y'all, is the moment that the courageous one that goes, that's willing to go through the trauma, gets to see a heaven on earth. That the person that has been tested will appreciate peace like the person that had peace their whole lives will never see it. Person that experienced poverty and then received abundance will receive abundance like a person that had abundance their whole lives. Swimming in abundance their whole lives, they'll never have the same appreciation for the ocean of abundance like the person that knows the difference. Like the day when I feel safe for the first time. The day that I wake up and I feel safe. That I'm going to honor that experience like someone that just experienced safety their whole lives will never be able to, because the contrast is part of the universal way of giving us greater aspect of a beautiful experience, a potent experience. And therefore, we continue to lean in and lean in and lean in to the areas of life to be with. And then we have a badass culture and community that we've created to promise us to look at us as the we that we are and won't let us get stuck in the story we're telling ourselves, whatever limited version of ourselves we're telling the community is holding us and looking at us. That's not you. I honor that you see that right now, and we'll hold space for you to be in that right now, and we're not going to buy into that with you. We're holding the limitless you, the courageous you, the boundless you, singing the song of you that remembers who you are and why you're going through this. And at the moment you have a breakthrough, everyone around you has access to get to what you learned quicker. Once you forge a path, the next people don't have to forge that same path. They just have to follow the arrow that you set for them. And then the fact that they didn't have to spend all that energy forging that path, then they get to the next level and then they can create on from there. And then you get to say, I'm tired. I need time off right now. That was intense. That was overwhelming. It was mine to do, and I did it. I cut the wind. Please walk through and bring the next thing. And maybe in my lifetime, or maybe when I move on, I get to watch from a part of it all the beautiful world that you create. I like to see it as a track of the race. I forget the name in the moment where they're all running and they have the baton and they're running. And I feel like so many times in my life, I'm like pissed off or get angry about the work I'm doing, and I don't feel like I'm being recognized, or I don't feel like I have what I need, and all the stories I tell myself of lack, when to me I begin to remember, man, this is a relay race, and my job is to get to my line with my baton in hand, so that when the people come and they're ready for that baton to run the next level, I have that, and that I spend my time knowing that they are coming. That moment of transference is coming, and that I need to continually make sure I'm doing the best job to be ready every moment for that moment, because that moment may show up today, may show up tomorrow, may show up the next day, but it's happening. It's been written. And there's someone there that's ready to hand me a baton. And if I keep my eyes open, I'll see them. Because whoever, anyone that has done their work is hungry to pay it forward, to give it away. Everyone is looking for a mentoree. Everyone's looking for a person to see that the path that they forged is of value, and that if they take it and they cut the learning curve, then it will just help their own ascension and their own aspect of life be that much richer, that much clearer, that much ready and prepared to do that which the Spirit is asking of them. So that's my invitation today. May we take for 1 week, play with the I am as the eternal us, the all-inclusive us. May we release the divide within ourselves and remember the temple that we are, the walking blessing that we are. May we remove any pretenses that the people that we're looking at are not the same. May we have compassion to honor the breakdown and the mental illness that has so many humans working from a lower vibration right now, and still complain containing the courage to not lock other into a stagnant form, to allow people of all skin tones, all religious beliefs, all ethnicities, all sexual orientations, all political views, to show up as a beautiful ally in building a world that works in harmony for all beings. Please, Spirit, give me the ability to not narrow the beauty of your creation in another by what my eyes can see. For I remember that my eyes don't see what is there. They see what I'm thinking is there. And then I am just looking to confirm that it is truth. And if I can let that down, that desire to continually buy affirmation of what I already think is true, if I could have the courage to lay that down and let you show me what is actually there, that I'll be in a movie of beauty, and that, yes, some will break my heart. But like I said last time, that just means they're making it bigger. It's breaking into a larger version of itself to hold even the angry in my care, even the atrocious in my care. And that the more I do that, I invite people around me to be the blessing they were born to be. And each one of us has something to do. And if each one of us does that thing, everything will get done. And therefore, when I see what's happening, it reinvigorates me to do my work, which is to ask you to do yours, whatever it is that you came here to do. And the beauty is that when we're doing that, like I feel it right now, I feel bigger than my body right now. I feel like of all that is right now. I feel so rich in this moment with you right now. So that's my invitation. Release the need to confirm your own bias, your own safety mechanisms, defense mechanisms, to lay them down. Remember, there's nothing to defend, nothing to gain. That this world is happening in service of us, for us. and all that have paved the way of love and light are with us. So as I leave us today in this moment, I want to say I'm praying on the idea of having a social distancing sacred ceremony, a limited space in the backyard so that I can invite all people. I know this time has people, a lot of people having a lot of different ideas, but I want to have community and physical space while still honoring that many people still are desiring a certain level of space between them. And I know we can do both. And I want it to be diverse. I want to create an invitation of a limited space, and I want to ask that we grow as diversity grows, actually saying that I want all skin tones present, as much diversity present as possible. And in that, we have a certain number, and it only grows as the diversity grows. I love colorfulness. I love expression. I love when the different cultures and the different beliefs and the different religions and understandings and the different truths come together, because we're so much richer when we get to see the divine from a multitude of access points. When Jesus Christ and the Buddha and Allah and the divine and the great divine mother and the great sacred father and great creative force, when they all come together and everyone allows everyone to just celebrate the biggest version of themselves in the biggest way that calls them and creates a revelry on their hearts. And then we take all that moment and we dance in unison to our own beat with our eyes open, not looking to others to see what's okay by the way they're moving, but just to see all the different ways that the spirit moves through our bodies, through our smile, and moves through our tears, and moves through our power, and moves through our wars, and moves through our everything that just makes up the infinite we that we are in the dynamic I am that I am and that we are. That's an idea. It's raw. It's rough. It's just an idea. If you have ideas on it, let me know what you think. I'm coming to you live from Asheville, North Carolina, and this Sunday service would be on Temple Harmony grounds, but it's an invitation for everyone. What do you think about that idea of creating a certain amount of numbers of people available, and it only expands? It has a limit because of social distancing, but it can only expand as diversity does. So, and what does that even mean? How do I quantify that? Is it quantifiable? So Sunday, the courageous heart, this is my happy hump day, courageous heart. I feel like I want to have just two pillars of goodness in your week. I want to be with you two times a week. The Sunday a little larger, the community forum, and then the Wednesday, me just moving out of my way, asking sacred guidance to come through me and lather me and everyone that's willing to pay attention with as much love and grace that I can allow this being to offer, to allow to come through. So once again, in all the beautiful names, you are celebrated, you are heard, you are seen, and all the beautiful ways and all the beautiful dances and all the beautiful grace and all the beautiful ways that you, the divine, the magic, sweet God, holy Jesus Christ, holy beautiful space, all the love and light that's present here. Please, you say the revelatory way in which you pray with me at this moment. Let it move through the infinite you, the we, the infinite being that is you at this moment. And then let the ripples move out boundless from you and move into your days. And may you hug a little deeper, hug a little tighter today if you're hugging or the people in your lives. And if you're not, hug yourself right now. Self-love is the first love. The first uniting is the uniting that happens within you. I'm doing it right now. Like we used to get in the corner and pretend that you were making out with someone because you're wrapping your hands around your back. Like take your hands and rub, like just like rub the back of your hands right now. And get that when you rub I am, you're rubbing, you're hugging all that is. All that ever was and all that will be. Allow those sweet ripples to come through. And then as you get up, your united front, may you walk out and may it shine through your eyes that you're a safe space for people to be the infinite we that they are. To be witnessed is a great gift that you can give every human being you come in contact with, no matter what inertia they're in. Michael Beckwith says, you can't make me stop loving you. That does not exist within your domain. That's in my domain, who I love and when I love infinitely. And I love you. Blessings, y'all. I wish you the most beautiful, vibrant day. All right, beautiful people. Thank you for listening. If you were moved by what you heard today, you know what to do. Like it, share it, spread the love around. Until next time.